go round the roundabout, yeah. Straight through.
Okay, I'm Carol Donald, my husband Steve. We've been on the road now for probably just over a month, but we've bought the caravan with the specific intent of living in it. We don't have a house anywhere.
Hello, I'm Betty Bishop, and this is my husband Bernie. We come from Western Victoria, a little town called Koroit, and each winter we sort of come up here to try and keep a bit warmer, and we love the bush. We love coming up here to the bush.
Daily happy hours, piping hot showers and flushing toilets. It's all part of life on the road for Australia's glamping grey nomads. Hello, I'm Blythe Moore. During the cooler winter months, thousands of them hitch up the caravan and head north. They're searching for the sunshine and friendship that life on the road can bring. I found this group of travellers camped out along the banks of the Thompson River at Longreach in Western Queensland.
Hi, I'm Craig and this is my partner Val. We've been on the road for a bit over 3 months.
And so where is home?
Home is in St Albans, Melbourne, Victoria.
I'm Pam Wall. I'm from Central Queensland, Moolumbin.
Hi, my name is Kay Butenga and we actually live in Adelaide and we've been on the road now off and on for 5 years, travelling this beautiful country of ours.
What do you like about life on the road?
I think that it is the relaxed lifestyle and that you get to meet so many great people. People that you wouldn't if you were just living in suburbia. It doesn't matter whether people have got money, whether people haven't got money, we're all on a level playing field and we're all interested in the same things. Going places, seeing things, meeting new people.
We don't like the suburbia so much as the outback, and just love being out here amongst the outback people from the outback and how they live.
And country people are so nice.
And so, Val, what do you love about life on the road?
I love the freedom of just, especially when you can camp by a river, and love the country people, love Northern Territory, love Queensland, and the people are just so friendly. I'm not looking forward to going back to the city. Definitely not.
And what is the scene like? What's the grey nomad scene like?
Everyone that we come across have just been enormously friendly, lots of information. They pass on to each other.
Way, or you turn around and go track straight through from Morven through to St George.
Whether it's a good tour to go on or it's a good town to stop, or I think everyone's just so relaxed and friendly and enjoying the same as we are, the freedom of travelling.
You can forget about flimsy tents, sleeping bags and torches. These travellers are doing it in style. The ensuite showers and flushing toilets are a particular favourite.
So do you call this glamping?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The caravans these days are just, you know, well, this one's a big one. So, yeah, we've got plenty of room inside it, yeah.
You've got a shower in your caravan, in your van?
Yes.
A hot water shower in your
hot
van?
Hot water, yes. It's sort of like a full bathroom. So, yeah, so we have everything that we need. And that in the van. So life on the road these days is very, very easy. Not like in the old days.
So list off some of the interesting things that you have here. I can see you've got solar panels. Can you list off a few different things?
Oh, we've got about 270 litres of water on board. We're plus another 40. We've got generator. We've got solar panels on the roof, portable solar panels, gas, electric hot water service, a full oven inside, cooktop. Hot and cold showers, we want flushing toilet, queen size bed, washing machine, kayaks on the roof, and me camp cooking gear for cooking outside.
Amazing, you're living the life. You've almost convinced me this is the way it should be.
You got to try it first before you can live it, so yeah, go ahead and try it.
People have been telling me about this happy hour. What's that all about?
Oh, well, the ladies sit around with their wines and the beer. The men sit around with their beer or wine or whatever they drink and just chat and talk about their experiences. So, yeah.
And does that happen sort of pretty much every day?
Yeah, wherever we've been, there's always been groups of people sitting around doing it everywhere, yeah.
What do you tend to talk to people about, Bernie, on the road?
Oh, fuel economy, where the cheap fuel is, the good camps, where you're likely to find a fish, and yeah, just I suppose. And the old most talked about a lot, I think, is people's health.
I was going to say that too.
Because I guess you all are getting a little bit older, if I may be so bold as to say. So there are some health problems that start popping up.
Yes, yes.
So are their friends back in the city envious of their life on the road? Carol Donald and Kay Butenga say it's no good complaining. You've just got to make it happen.
People that I know from in the city sort of look at me and the first thing they'll say to me is, oh, you are so lucky. I don't think it's being lucky. I think it's just getting out there and doing it, making it happen.
Here's the safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels.
I always say, while the grass is green under your feet, not above your head, life is good. And, of course, I don't consider myself a grey nomad. I just think we're now antique teenagers on the road enjoying ourselves.
Cheers, Carl. See you at the next camp.
Don't know where that'll be, somewhere between here and Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to Rocky.